Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
Your girlfriend wants the passcode to your phone, and you feel like that's a little weird, so how do you tell her no without getting her upset? So this couple's been dating less than a year, and sometimes she'll pick up his phone to do a quick search, and he always unlocks it for her, but now she wants to know the code herself. And he's not cheating or anything, but he feels like this is level jumping. It doesn't feel organic. He doesn't want her looking through his private emails or text messages if she decides she wants to take a look while he's in the shower. And that makes sense. We all value our privacy, and I think you just have to be real and say, you know what, that doesn't feel comfortable for me. I like you and where this relationship is headed, but I'm not ready for my phone to be an open book for you. And I'm also not asking for your passcode either. Still, you got to be prepared for the fact that she might very well get upset and at first not understand why it's a big deal if you're not being disloyal. These kinds of conversations are tough, but just explain how you feel and hope that she understands. And if she doesn't, that's an important data point for you going forward. Honestly, I think if when we were dating, my husband had asked me for the passcode to my phone, it would have rubbed me the wrong way and made me feel like he was trying to keep tabs on me. Now that we're married, we have each other's passcodes, and it happened organically as more of a convenience thing than anything else. And it was kind of funny how long it took for us to each remember each other's codes. It was like, I know you've told me this 3 times already, but what is it again? And it's important to have that kind of trust in a marriage. But when you're dating and it's not really a long-term thing yet, I feel like that's a pretty big ask. And if he or she is really insistent about it, I'd consider that a red flag. I mean, you can't demand that someone trust you. It just doesn't work that way. In this case, she didn't love that he said no, and she did express that maybe there are some trust issues there, but then she floated the conversation by her friend group, and they were like, well, if he's given you some other reasons to distrust him, that's one thing. But if this is like the only thing that's bugging you about the relationship right now, it seems like a nothing burger. So it took a minute, but now they're fine and they still don't have each other's passcodes. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.